This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are charities and government programs to help homeless young people, but this is a group that has been traditionally tough to count. Today, the Urban Institute comes out with a plan, as Sally Herships reports.
Why is it so hard to keep track of homeless youth?
Homeless people in general are difficult to count.
Nan Roman is president of the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
Because they don't always want to be counted, and because they're not living in the places where it's easy to count them.
So how do you fix the problem if you don't know how big it is?
Well, exactly. We're not fixing it.
That's because you might not recognize a young person as homeless. Ariel Zwang is CEO of Safe Horizon, which runs a shelter for homeless young people in New York. She says some go to school, some couch surf or sell sex to stay off the street. Others?
Young people are sleeping on the A train, or sleeping in a park, or spending the night at the Apple store.
Zwang says homeless youth can seem invisible, which can make them very hard to count. And that means programs that could help are often underfunded. The Urban Institute report recommends involving youth volunteers and schools and counts, as well as reaching out via social media. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.